and I appreciate them so much. And I appreciate all the voters who continue to have faith in me to represent this district well, to work with other people to achieve positive policy results for Oklahoma and for District 29. And I am humbled to be allowed to continue to do this job. I do have some goals. After 8 years, I do see some things that need to be fixed and a way forward to accomplish those reforms. And I told the governor this evening that I look really forward to working with him in the next 2 years on the things that we have in common. And so I'm really excited and humbled by all the support.
Very good. It seems like it's been a very tough race for a primary. I guess the relief is that you have no opponent in November.
That's correct. We can get back to work. Right now, I have a list of things I had already begun for next session to work on in the interim, and I'll continue to be fully engaged in taking care of constituent issues, which I think is a critical part of this job. I enjoyed being on the doorsteps, connecting with voters, not only to talk about issues that were important to them, but also individual problems or questions they might have about their state government. And we will continue, my assistant Kathy and I, to do our very best to help resolve those issues and from dealing with those problems, get ideas on policies that may need to be changed or new things that we need to do. I love the job. I love the challenge of the job. And that's because I get to represent the very best people in the state of Oklahoma. And I am so, so grateful for being allowed to continue for another 4 years to serve as your senator.